there is any encouragement in Christ. And these are the opening words of Philippians chapter 2, which is what we're looking at today, verses 1 and 2 of the second chapter. And they're not words that are designed to make us think, well, is there any encouragement in Christ? They're words that are meant to make us say, well, of course there's encouragement in Christ. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, means there is so much encouragement in him. Let me read to you the first verse of Philippians chapter 2. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any affection and mercy. And just in case we were struggling to think about things that encourage us when we're in the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul immediately lists three. There's the consolation of his love. Consolation comes to us when we need to be consoled, when we're sorrowful, when something has got us down, when there's a difficulty arisen in our life. Christ can sympathise with our every weakness, of course. He has lived in this world. He knows what it is to find the going tough. And at such times, he draws near to us. He consoles us with his love. And what an encouragement that is when we're struggling. The second encouragement we have in Christ is the fellowship with the Spirit. Christ is no longer on this earth physically. He's ascended back into heaven. But once he had done that, who did he send? He sent his Spirit to live in the hearts of all his people, joining us to him so that through the Spirit we have fellowship with him. One of the beauties of being a Christian, one of the great encouragement in times of isolation and loneliness is that we are never actually alone. Christ is always with us by his Spirit. We always have fellowship with him, and that can never be taken away. What an encouragement. And the third one Paul lists is the encouragement of Christ's affection and mercy. This is the second time in this letter that Paul has referred to the affection of the Lord Jesus Christ for you and I, his people. He referred to it back in chapter 1, where he said that he missed the Philippian church. I miss you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. We perhaps need to be reminded of that when Christ looks down on us as his people, what he feels is affection towards us. And because of his affection towards us, he is merciful to us all the time. When we stop and think about it, when we dwell on it, when we look at it in God's word, there is a reminder of the huge encouragements we have in Christ all the time. His consoling love, his fellowship by the Spirit, his affectionate mercy. But Paul wants to go on to say a bit more in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. What he wants to say is, if you have these encouragements in Christ, verse 2, make my joy complete by thinking the same way. In other words, by thinking the same way as Christ did, to be an encourager of God's people. Think the same way, having the same love. See how that parallels the consolation of Christ's love in verse 1. You have the consolation of love, that's the love of Christ in verse 1. We're to have the same love in verse 2. We're to seek out our brothers and sisters in Christ and those who are not even, when they're struggling, when they're sorrowful, when they're sick, and console them lovingly, drawing alongside. United in spirit comes next. Again, that parallels the fellowship we have with Christ through the Spirit. So there's the consolation of love in verse 1, and then there's the fellowship with the Spirit. We are to be united in the Spirit in verse 2. Again, it speaks of our oneness with one another. When we're joined to Christ and we receive his Spirit, we're not only joined to him, we are united together as brothers and sisters in one family. And we're to express that togetherness, that family nature of who we now are in Christ with one another. We're to be united in spirit. And then verse 2 ends by saying, We're to be intent on one purpose. And now we've seen two parallels already. The consolation of Christ's love, we're to show that love to one another. The fellowship with the Spirit that we have with Christ, we're to have fellowship together in spirit as well as Christ's people who have all received the same Spirit. So what is intent on one purpose parallel to? Well, it's parallel in verse 1 to the affection and mercy of Christ. There should be an affection between us, a showing of mercy to one another that flows out of our affection for one another. Basically, what Paul is saying here is that we should be to one another as Christ is to us. We're to reflect him, show him, embody him to one another. Let's ask that by his Spirit, he would help us to do that at all times.